Listen to this news. U.S. lifts arms embargo on Cambodia, easing military restrictions. The United States has lifted its arms embargo on Cambodia, effective February 3, a decision viewed as a signal of warming ties between the two countries under Donald Trump's presidency. On Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Commerce officially delisted Cambodia from its arms sales blacklist, marking a major step in easing military ties. The move followed an update by the Bureau of Industry and Security, BIS, in the Federal Register, which removed Cambodia from Country Group D. 5, a designation that had restricted arms exports. The lifting of the embargo aims to strengthen defense cooperation and tackle mutual security challenges in Southeast Asia, with the U.S. seeking backing for its Free Indo-Pacific strategy. The decision was first declared by the White House in October 2025 and formally enacted through amendments to the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, ITAR, by the State Department in November. Casey Barnett, head of the American Chamber of Commerce in Cambodia, stated that the U.S. Department of Commerce's decision represented a pivotal moment in bilateral relations and created opportunities for Cambodia to obtain advanced American technology in the future. Although Cambodia remains subject to certain EAR, Export Administration Regulations, restrictions, particularly those tied to military end uses, the overall framework has become more flexible. The adjustment is expected to facilitate trade and strengthen security cooperation. Meanwhile, analysts interpret the move as a strategic shift under the Export Control Reform Act of 2018, which emphasizes exports that support U.S. foreign policy objectives, including countering regional threats. The decision comes after a broader realignment after the signing of the Cambodia-Thailand peace agreement on October 26, witnessed by President Trump. The White House also declared training opportunities for Cambodian officials at U.S. military academies, including West Point and the Air Force Academy, and confirmed the revival of joint military drills under the Angkor Sentinel program. Energy industry, Brazil trade surplus grows more dependent on oil in 2025.